This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah, yeah, I know it's a little early, but not to be early. I'm feeling sort of frisky today, and that may be the reason that I'm sounding as silly or discombobulated as I sound. For those of you who are just joining us, consider this the beginning of the program all over again, so that I can introduce the DJV participants at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Shillen. That doesn't really tell you who they are. Jennifer Horn is a lovely, warm, wonderful woman who deserves the best in life. Victoria Keelan.
Thanks, Dougie.
Is a lovely, warm, I don't know her as well as Jennifer, but I'm getting to know her pretty well. And among other things, I kind of like her giggle. What does that sound like when I say, actually, I like Meredith's giggle too. So the giggle, what is that? A giggle, do we even know what the origin of the word giggle is? Is that a word that sort of...
Do you want me to Google it?
Yeah, giggle, Google. I mean, Google, giggle.
Google, giggle, giggle, giggle.
Google, giggle.
All right, let's see.
While you're doing that, I want to pay tribute to a fellow that I consider a good broadcast radio friend. A guy that was responsible for putting me on WTTB back in, I think, 2003, 2004, somewhere along there. I've had some great experiences with him. His name is Jim Davis. He is a longtime broadcaster, been around probably about as long as I have, and has had a lot of the same experiences from top to bottom in the radio game. He's been running that group of stations down there on the Treasure Coast for these past 14 years, and he decided to retire over the weekend. And I actually was pretty upset about it because I think the good people ought not to retire, but stay and fight the good fight. Not fight, but, you know, enjoy, because he's a radio guy. Jim, you're going to be upset after you leave the radio station. It's not good, not healthy for radio people to leave radio. I think that's at least my belief. But the
why did he leave? Do you know?
He just wants to retire, spend time doing other things. I will tell you one of my most fun experiences with him. I was driving Meredith back from Florida on one of our excursions. I think it was 3 years ago. And we had a flat tire on the way just as we were getting into Vero Beach. It was somewhere between Vero and Cape Kennedy. And there was an object in the road, and I couldn't avoid it. I ran over it, blew out the tire. So I pulled off to the side. There's some video of this someplace of me getting off the side of the road. And because Meredith brings everything but the kitchen sink with her when she goes to Florida for the winter, the car was loaded. I had to take all the stuff out to get at the spare tire. And then we went through a whole bunch of machinations because something didn't work and another thing didn't work. So I called Jim and I said, do you know of anybody I can call to help? Because I couldn't get any of the local people, the AAA, the tire people, they didn't want to come out. So he came in his pickup truck, and he helped.
I remember this, and
remember
he rescued
that?
You. Yeah.
Yeah, he did rescue me. He's a great guy. I'm sorry that he's leaving the station. Good, good guy. I get a lot of postings on his Facebook page, and nice to see that so many people know him, and we'll miss him. I think that's one of the great things. I don't want to ever go because I don't want people to miss me, you know? Plus the fact I don't want to have to count how many people on Facebook and say, oh, Doug, it's too bad you're leaving. Excuse me.
Well, you're not in danger of going anywhere. We know.
No,
we're just
going
to hear the
thud,
and that's going to be, well, right. That was Doug.
There was that.
There's so much for that career. Yeah. All right. The history of the Christmas tree. The national Christmas tree is going to be illuminated, I believe, tonight. Is that true?
I believe that is correct.
I think that is correct. The tradition began back in 1923 when Smiling Cal was the president. Cal
smiling
Coolidge.
Cal. Oh, Calvin Cal. Coolidge. I thought you said cow. No. I was like, who's a smiling cow?
President Calvin Coolidge. Did it sound that bad? Cow?
I heard.
Cow.
I gotcha. Yeah, cow, it's just a little tough. Yeah.
His wife was named Grace. Sounds like there's a line there. She gave a local school district permission to set up a tree with 2,500 light bulbs. This was a way, so some said, to promote the use of electricity because there wasn't a lot of it being used in the 1920s. So for three decades, the tree was always lit on Christmas Eve, which means just hours after President Herbert Hoover did the honors in 1929, he had to deal with a fire that damaged the west wing of the White House. It was rebuilt after that. Most people know that story. Then during the 50s, the ceremony was moved into early December. The tree is now officially illuminated at the beginning of this month. But during World War II, there was no tree, and that's probably appropriate. Back in 79, Jimmy Carter only allowed a star to be on the tree because of the hostage crisis in Iran. And then the year after that, he turned three lights on for 417 seconds, a second for each day the hostages were in captivity.
Wow.
And then we all know the rest of that story. When President Ronald Reagan came in 5 minutes the hostages were freed. I wonder if that's is that the sort of thing that's going on now? Ronald Reagan had a lot of starch. And there were a lot of people, nationally, internationally, I don't want to say afraid, but they were concerned about what he might do. And so they took action accordingly. They didn't do some things that would have been bad, or they did things that were good because they were afraid of what Reagan might do. And I wonder if that's going on now, if the reaction that we see to a lot of the things, a lot of the reaction, Trump calling the Taiwanese prime minister and shaking things up with China, and in general, things like that that seem to be unsettling for some because it's just disrupting the system.
Not traditional, right.
Yeah, right, exactly. I'm for that, by the way. I'm making a difference whether it's Trump or whoever it is. I think we got to shake a lot of things up. But Reagan did that.
I think a lot of things people happened. Agree with that. I mean, that's why Bernie Sanders gained so much traction, too.
Right, yeah, exactly. So is it a good thing that he's shaking up the status quo? I don't see anything bad that's come out of it. I hear a lot of yak in the news media about it, but I don't hear anybody saying, my God, this is the end of the world. He's done this. He's just doing things differently. Where does it say you have to do this because you're president, or you better do that because you're president, or here's the way it's done? Where does it say that's what if you're elected, you do what you think is right. I'm not saying it's going to be good or bad. I'm just saying, you know, the things that he's done so far kind of are eyebrow-raising, if nothing else.
I think people agree with you. I mean, that was the draw of him, is that it was going to be sort of bucking the system a little bit, blowing things up, moving things around. I mean, when you think about it, he was doing that victory tour last week, and you think, here's a billionaire who probably shouldn't be very relatable to people at all, yet people relate to him all the time. That was probably his biggest quality, is that he makes people relate to him. And I think part of it is saying, look, why do we do things this way? Let's mix it up a little bit.
Yeah. Just because they've always been done that way doesn't mean that's, I can remember saying that to somebody as an excuse. Well, wow, that's the way we've always done it.
Right.
No.
That's why a lot of conservatives don't like him, because they're used to it being done a certain way.
Right. And that's it. See? And stop spending, well, I shouldn't say spending time talking to the base. That's good. But there are other people out there beside the base. Thank you. The story of Michael Bloomberg's latest foray into changing things in the world that he thinks ought not to be reality. It's a very interesting, this is a very interesting pursuit. And so we'll talk about it in a moment here. 16 after the hour with DJV.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now with your American Express card, it's extra special to shop small at local stores, because today you can earn even more rewards. Now through December 31st, eligible American Express card members can earn more rewards when they shop small in their neighborhood. Learn more and enroll your card today at AmericanExpress.com.
Prepaid and corporate cards, cards issued by other financial institutions, the Plum Card, and certain other cards are not eligible. Reward cap and other terms apply.
Dear Ulta Beauty,
we've been extra good this year and looking so good while doing it.
So this holiday, we'll take pretty new eyeshadow palettes to make our eyes sparkle. And fantastic new fragrances that smell oh so sweet.
Don't forget lovely new lipsticks. We'll take Velvet and Shine. And please fill our stockings with serums and balms and hair tools galore.
Every girl has a list. And this holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Lovely lipsticks, fantastic fragrances, and pretty palettes await. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, we all remember fondly Michael Bloomberg. Yes, I like
yes.
him. I wish
yep.
he were president.
I love him.
I liked. Anyway, what Jennifer said nothing.
She was, I just don't like it. No. I don't like someone who tells me what we can ingest in.
Oh,
that.
Stop it.
I agree with that.
He's not telling. He's suggesting
the soda
this
thing
is
was,
an idea.
He's not suggesting when he taxes it, Doug.
No, yeah. He didn't tax it. It was a tax passed by
soda the tax.
Legislative body that was there.
Yeah, he didn't. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He didn't pass it. As a New Yorker, I mean... Right. We all kind of laughed and thought it was, you know, stupid. But if you tax other things that are unhealthy for you, soda is absolutely should be considered unhealthy. It is unhealthy.
I don't like it either, actually. I don't want somebody telling me what to do.
No.
But I appreciate his initiatives because I think they are well-intentioned and well-spirited. Thus, the latest move on behalf of his foundation, he's now focusing on not what's going on in the United States, but what's going on around the world when it comes to smoking. He did, Jennifer, sign a law banning smoking at bars and restaurants.
Oh, thank God.
And increased taxes on cigarettes when he was mayor of New York. Now he is giving hundreds of millions of his own money to fight. This is through Bloomberg Philanthropies. The donation that he's giving out now is going to introduce strong tobacco control laws, or at least suggest in some countries around the world, that they create mass media campaigns to educate the public about the dangers of smoking. The cigarette companies are enjoying unseen profits, making billions of dollars killing people. That's my read, not his. The group now working with 59 different countries that have a total population of 3.5 billion to try to get tobacco control laws. So you can imagine the tobacco companies have him on their hit list. As far as I'm concerned, this is the right thing. There's probably not much in this world. I don't like the word hate, but if there's a company or companies, a group of companies that are worth as much negative thinking as you can possibly conjure up, it's the tobacco manufacturers. There is nothing they can't convince anybody. Oh, look at the tax money and look at the jobs, bourgeois. I was about to say something else. there's nothing about this that is any good. There's nothing but death produced here. It's good business for the cancer doctors and the heart doctors, stuff like that. If you consider that good business. So anyway, he's going to spend a lot of his dough to help change people's attitudes and habits around the world, and I say good for him. 21 after the hour.
Why be healthy?
held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Pills on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to laugh and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Christmas, Loretta Lynn introduced a new Christmas album called White Christmas Blue. Crank this up. Here we go.
Take a ride.
Deep versions of traditional Christmas tunes.
Was sitting by my side. The horse was lean and lean. Misfortune
so
sinned his luck.
So
ran
fun.
Into a drifting bank. That's when we finally stopped.
Hello,
Jingle Bells.
All right, so four tunes that we are going to use to celebrate this new Music Monday album just out from Loretta Lynn, called again White Christmas Blue. That's Jingle Bells. Here she is singing Blue Christmas. I love the guitar,
but I'll have a blue Christmas.
There it is, that guitar. So I've become a fan of that sort of old thing they call that Roadhouse on Sirius XM, the old country channel. Willie's, I think they call it Willie's Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Anyway, I find it, my own little corner of the world likes this sort of music.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. Number two, let's see, what do we have? Is this in order, or this is just the way we decided? We just picked four cuts out of this, Victoria, right?
I went through the album, and I just picked four that I thought were really great.
This one is called To Heck With Old Santa Claus.
To Heck With Them.
Heck With Them.
And I told him what to bring me. But I didn't even hear his sleigh bells ring. So to heck with old Santa Claus. When he goes dashing through the snow, I hope he falls.
Oh.
Well, I'd like to hit him in
Ouch.
A hole with a bunch of big snowballs. To heck with old Santa Claus.
Sounds so good. She's in her 80s, I think, right?
Loretta Lynn?
Yeah, to
be. Easily. Yeah. She does sound the same, doesn't she? The heck with those Santa Claus. Hi, this is a song from this new album, White Christmas Blue, Loretta Lynn, that we're featuring today. She sings this with Willie Nelson.
You're turning my white Christmas blue.
A white Christmas blue.
I should be saying ho, 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 instead of boo, boo, boo.
Oh, this is so great. I love that. And he still sounds so good.
Break my heart into
can't sing for long. You have hit the farm each or here for the last Christmas. He was having a hard time making it through the set. But I can get him in front of a microphone for a song or two. But this is the fiddles and the guitar and stuff. This sounds so much like that swell old country sound that was created in the, 40s, 50s, early 60s, 60s, through the middle of the 60s. All right, crank it up, Kara.
We're going to add this to our holiday collection.
Yes.
So good.
Dreaming of old Santa Claus tonight.
They call it a slide guitar. Is that what that is?
Yep. Well, that's not a slide, but
yeah. You know, it's White Christmas Blue, the name of the CD, the album. If you want to check it out online, Loretta Lynn's new Christmas album. We're featuring on New Music Monday here with DJ V at 28 past the hour.
Instead of boo, 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 old Santa Claus would not want you to break my
The holidays can get a little competitive. Whose house is covered in the most decorative lights? Whose sweater is the most festive? Whose gingerbread house is eaten the fastest? Whose gift is most thoughtful? Well, there's one part of the holidays that's not a competition, and that's who brings you those gifts. Because at the United States Postal Service, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. That's right, anyone, even you-know-who. Ho, ho, ho! The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
This Christmas, Toys for Tots celebrates 69 years of delivering a message of hope to America's less fortunate children. In 1947, one Marine unit delivered 5,000 toys. Today, Marines will provide toys and books to 7 million children in over 780 communities nationwide. Over 15 million children live in poverty in the United States, and nearly all risk waking up Christmas morning without a gift under their tree. Thousands of Marines and volunteers aim to change that. Lieutenant General Pete Osmond, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
Folks, Marine Toys for Tots really need your support this year. Through the gift of a new toy or a cash donation, you can help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to our nation's less fortunate children.
Simply drop your favorite toy in a Toys for Tots collection bin or make an online donation. Please go to www.toysfortots.org for more information.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil, thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet, I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it, so don't stop. It's under the lights when everything goes nowhere to hide.
DJ V, Doug, Jen, Victoria at DJ V Show. At Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Shillin. Like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. If you like the sound, the conversation, the story that I find most interesting and intriguing for this week is once again we focus on what happened December 7th, 1941. Today's December 5th, Wednesday, December 7th. A lot of time between now and then and after that. This week, given once again to what happened to get us into World War II. To mark the occasion, the Prime Minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe, I believe that's how you pronounce his name, is going to visit Pearl Harbor with President Obama. He will be the first leader of Japan to go to the United States, Pearl Harbor since World War II.
And by the way, Obama went first. Remember, he was an American president who went to the destruction areas in Japan. Remember that?
Yes.
He got a lot of during flack the summer, and he got flack because Abe wouldn't go to Pearl Harbor. So I think it's a good sign that he's
better to get along. Much better. Apparently, Obama's going to be in Hawaii for Christmas, and that's when they're going to do this. The story is very sobering to me. I find the Japanese were just atrocious, horrendous, horrible creatures during World War II. But, you know, we have to move on. You have to forgive. You don't have to forget. But forgiving is important as we focus on the people that are there now. They didn't start the war. It's kind of like these people in America who think they ought to have money for what happened to their relatives. And I don't buy that. I don't buy attitude that people, and I used to when I was a kid. My uncle was the commander of the USS Wahoo, the man for whom I am named, in World War II, sunk off of the Sakhalin Islands near Russian coast between Russia and Japan, and wasn't until the 80s when the Russians said that they knew that the sub was down there, and the Japanese said that it was the Wahoo, that people knew where he was. So the animosity that I had, and I don't even know why I felt that way, Frank. I mean, I suppose it was fairly obvious that I thought that the way the whole thing, when I learned my biggest problem was that in school I was a history and political science major and learned in very morbid detail things about the March to Bataan, for example, things that Kara and Victoria and Jennifer haven't really been taught in school. I don't know that it's necessary to teach it because it's the past. I'm having a whole new look, frankly, at the idea of needing to understand history. People say, well, if you understand history, you don't repeat its mistakes. I'd say we were doing pretty badly, excuse me, in that department. I think we repeat mistakes that we make all the time.
Maybe it's because we don't know history, though.
Well,
that's right.
I mean, you've got to understand people's motivations and where people and places are coming from. And so I think if you didn't study history, you would have a huge chunk of what is reality missing. I mean,
well, it's knowing perhaps what not to do. And I'd like to think that we would take some of that, the things like World War II, and try to work around our conquistadora image, and frankly, the leanings of some Americans and others around the world who just want power and control. That's what creates these situations.
So interesting to see how generations have changed. I remember my grandparents had a real issue with Japanese people. I mean, they would my grandmother would like walk to the side because she'd be scared. She was frightened by Japanese people. And it's almost like now we think, okay, these are the mistakes we're trying not to make again with Muslims, because that's our generation's, I guess, version of
I think it's
Japan, or these people who are, you know, on the extreme fringe of Islam. And it's like, man, it's so weird how that stuff changes. And I mean, I guess that's good, because we grow and we realize that fear is fear and that you can't be that way. But it's interesting to make note of.
Well, I think part of it, Jennifer, is best exemplified in this story, which I have told once or twice, I think, in different scenarios here. My cousin Dougie, who died last June, his father was Dudley, for whom I was named. And I always have been very close to him. He died of dementia. And I, the last year or so of his life is pretty miserable. But 10 years ago, he tried to get me, and I couldn't because I didn't have the time, but I wanted to go. On Pearl Harbor, at the site of the memorial, the war memorials, there was when they discovered where the Wahoo was, they decided to have a tribute for the men and the submarine. And so they put aside a special day. It was a Saturday at Pearl Harbor. And in commemoration of the men, they read all their names. They told the story of their ship and how well it did in World War II. And they found the captain of the Japanese boat that sunk the Wahoo. They found him and invited him to come to this ceremony, which he did.
Wow.
And he came dressed as a civilian, but with his, what do they call those things they put on their outfits, the medals and the mm-hmm. all of the honors.
And decorations things. And all
decorations,
that.
Decorations, yeah, right. And he was 94, I think, or something, yeah, at the time.
Wow.
And there was that kind of this, that's why I bring it up, because there's a warmth. Now, we did a great deal. The Japanese were horrendous. And whatever their, whatever the spirit of their anger was and how they treated not only us, but the Chinese. I mean, that's really what started. Most people don't realize it. The Japanese, the World War II involvement of Japanese started when they invaded China. And out of their invasion came communism after World War II with Mao Zedong. But they invaded China to get the oil because they wanted to beef up their industry, and they didn't have any oil, and the Chinese wouldn't sell them any oil, so they just went to war with them. And so from that came this whole disruption in the Pacific, and the United States told them to stop, and that's why they came to war against us, because they felt it was their manifest destiny to take over China. And but the way they tortured and killed and hacked up people is like a tribal thing in Africa. Awful, awful, awful. So, you know, what good does it do us to remember all those things? Maybe what Jennifer said a few minutes ago about remembering because you won't repeat them. But we have built up this alliance. And it's very interesting if you look at whether the corresponding likeness after Japan came back in the 70s and the 80s, they were the manufacturers of all this cheap junk that we're talking about now that come out of China. And nobody would buy Japanese goods. Yeah. And then we did the same thing. We borrowed tons of dough from the Japanese because they had all our dough because we were buying everything from them. Thus, the rise of companies like Sony. Huge.
Yeah.
International conglomerates. And there
it's
are
funny. We were watching Back to the Future not long ago, and yeah. when Marty goes back to the 50s, and he says something. He has some device. I forget what it is, but it was made in Japan. And so Doc Brown is in the 50s, and he goes, "Japan? I wouldn't buy anything from Japan." And Marty, who's from the 80s, goes, "Well, why, Doc? All the best stuff's made in Japan."
Yeah.
And it's just in that amount of time of difference, everything changed, and yeah. everything was then made in Japan that we all wanted and yeah. still want. Video
yeah.
games. Everything.
Yeah. Yep. So anyway, it's a whole different world we live in, but it is important for us to remember December 7th, and that's why we'll spend some time on it on December 7th and probably a little before and a little after. Speaking of time, 43 after the hour, if you're interested in what's going on at United or American, i.e. the airlines, I have a couple of interesting little stories for you in a moment here.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. During the holidays, make decorations to brighten up your home without burning through your seasonal budget.
Because we rarely see picturesque white winters here in Mississippi, we like to make DIY decorations that bring a warm holiday ambiance to our home. One of my favorites is to take the cards we receive from friends and family during the season and hang them using twine, clothespins, and twinkle lights.
It looks amazing, plus it warms our hearts to surround ourselves with photos and cards from our loved ones. For our holiday DIY buys, we love to use our Bank of America Card Cash Rewards credit card because we can earn 1% cash back on every purchase. Even better, we can also earn 2% cash back on grocery store and wholesale club purchases and 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
When you're opening a new office location, but deadlines don't let up, you need to make sure your team can start working fast, which means all of a sudden, you're looking to buy new conference tables, chairs, laptops, and whiteboards quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com. When your medical practice is growing fast and you have more patients than you have room for, you need to start, well, making some room, which means all of a sudden you're looking to buy new exam tables and stools, x-ray machines, and microscopes quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
46 after the hour, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. United Airlines is getting screwed by the Port Authority. This is one of those things. I'm not a big fan of the mergers and the big airlines and that sort of thing, but this is raw. This is a raw deal. The folks at United, they took over Continental. And so that means they're the major operator of the airport at Newark. And they have been fined $2.5 million because they were charged with being favorable to one of Governor Christie's aides. When United took over Continental, they stopped running a direct flight to Columbia, South Carolina from Newark. But this guy, through Christie, put some heat on them, and they decided to start flying again to Columbia, South Carolina. And for that, they have to pay a $2.5 million settlement? I don't even begin to understand how that's fair. If they decided they wanted to know, who cares who put the pressure on them? Whatever kind of pressure gets put on them, why should they have to pay a fine to the federal government? Because
how come the guy isn't getting fined for putting heat on an airline to make it more convenient
David
for his
Sampson
personal
is his
travel?
Name. I don't get this at all. I really don't.
That's a weird one.
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
All these fines. The government's everywhere. Man, I hope this changes with Trump. It's getting annoying. Here's American Airlines. Problems with their flight attendants. Man, these people sure know how to screw up a really nice picnic. They are. The management of American is so bad. And here I am sitting as a premier member, I have so many miles that I feel like
but
I
there's nothing you
have
to do
to
now.
Them.
Right. Yeah.
But they are awful. Here's the latest round of flight
attendants. They were the best for years.
Yeah, they were the best. They are now fighting with their flight attendants because they required new uniforms, and they made new uniforms for everybody. Now it seems that there have been about 1,600 health complaints by cabin crews. Apparently there's something in the fabric of the clothing that's making them sick.
Chemicals, they're probably
made of so-called alternative materials. The union says, we feel a remedy that excludes a full recall of the uniform fails to protect our members. They have 2,600 flight attendants, so they made lots of these things. Headaches, hives, burning skin, eye irritation, itching, respiratory problems. Good move, America.
But aside from that, they're fine.
Yeah,
no problem at all.
I mean, it's probably a chemical that makes them flame retardant.
Yeah.
That's probably what it is. I mean, that's been banned in couches, you know, in certain states. California, of course, is always ahead of everybody else. They were the first state to do it. But, you know, the toxic soup of the stuff that is put in all of these materials now, it's horrible. I mean, this is, you know, 70,000 of these
70,000 employees are wearing these new uniforms.
Yeah.
Made out of whatever. And who knows who else has this? I mean, they can't be the only company that's using this fabric to make uniforms and clothing. The thing is, I want to know what it is, so I don't buy anything with that stuff.
Right.
Because we all know what a fashion plate I am.
Exactly.
The latest in everything.
You look just like a flight attendant.
Thank you very much. 10 before the hour.
You heard it at the holiday party. A cough. A big, loud, juicy cough. Then Cheryl coughed all over the luncheon. Who else saw that? Apparently no one, because one by one they're a feverish mess.
But when it comes your way, you're ready because you got a flu shot at Rite Aid where they care about you and your health. So while they spend their holiday sniffling at Santa, you'll be tasting every flavor in Grandma's stuffing. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid, with us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts coupon book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes. And everybody else.
For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts coupon book. While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
To have a really disturbing conversation here. This is really outrageous. And to think that I didn't really know what was lurking in the hearts and minds of the people of 20th Century Fox. This is the theme from Die Hard. Yes, Merry Christmas, and we're going to throw you out the window of the 28th store. That was the first movie, wasn't it?
That was Alan Rickman's first film, yes.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
He played Hans Gruber, and I did a revival of Die Hard last night. We had 50 people come out in East Stroudsburg, which is like 500 in New York City.
I was very
impressed. And I always do my intro, Doug. You know, I'm very narcissistic, and it gives me a charge. But anyway, I told the audience it's not Christmas time until Hans Gruber falls out of the Nakatomi Building. So in about 2.5 hours, it'll be Christmas. I got a big round of applause for that.
I'm sure you do. Right. All right.
So anyway.
Wait a minute.
All right, okay.
So, off the air, we're having a conversation that Chucker has been keeping, this information he's been keeping to himself for years, or at least a couple of years. Remember when 24 went off the air, and there was a lot of discussion about making a 24 movie, which I thought was a superb idea, and I think somewhere lurking in the minds of somebody that idea still exists. However, they didn't want to do it, and so behind the scenes they were trying to figure out how to connect 24 to Die Hard. What kind of outrageous stupidity would that be?
No, I think it would have worked.
Oh, come on.
Keith Sutherland, the producers of 24, wanted to do a big screen movie, which they still do.
Yeah,
but 20th Century Fox, who is the distributor and financer, had cold feet about spending $100+ million on the 24 movie because they thought, although it had a sizable audience, it was somewhat limited to get that budget back. So they did pitch the idea of combining Jack Bauer and John McClane, which is Bruce Willis from the Die Hard franchise, into one movie. Now, considering those guys, that both those two guys are pretty good at battling terrorists, I think the movie would have worked big. I would have loved to see that personally.
Yeah.
And I got another story. I think you're going to find this interesting. Die Hard is based on a 1979 novel titled Nothing Lasts Forever, which was a sequel to a 1966 novel titled The Detective. Now, The Detective starred Frank Sinatra, the feature film.
Yep.
Contractually, when they converted Nothing Lasts Forever into the Die Hard movie, Frank Sinatra was asked if he wanted to play John McClane, but since Frank Sinatra was 73 years old, he obviously said no, because I don't think he wanted to jump off a building attached to a fire hose.
Yeah.
But from what I hear, Doug, he did say Dean Martin was available.
Yeah, right. That would have been great.
Yeah. But anyway, the author of Nothing Lasts Forever got the idea of doing Die Hard when he sat in a movie theater in 1974 watching The Towering Inferno.
Mm-hmm. No, that
which
makes sense.
Which makes a lot of sense.
It does.
Bruce Willis was doing Moonlighting at the time, but originally they offered that role of John McClane to Arnold Schwarzenegger. He, for whatever reason, turned it down, offered it to Sylvester Stallone, he turned it down, and then they contemplated giving it to Don Johnson, Nick Nolte, or Richard Gere, which I think Richard Gere would have been an interesting choice, but after watching it again for probably the 200th time last night, there was no actor who could ever play John McClane better than Bruce Willis.
Yeah,
the
he pulled it off.
Awesome in that movie.
Yeah. All right, so let's see if we can figure out what the box office total situation looks like for the weekend.
When you're opening a new office location, but deadlines don't let up, you need to make sure your team can start working fast, which means all of a sudden you're looking to buy new conference tables and chairs, laptops and whiteboards quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
All right, let's get away from Die Hard. See what happened to the box office this weekend, Chucker.
No real surprises, Doug, because nothing really fresh came out other than one horror movie. Number one, again, Moana, the Disney animated film, did $28 million in business, $120 million 2 weeks of release. Fantastic Beasts, the Harry Potter spinoff, placed second, 18.5, $183 million, 3 weeks in release. The movie Arrival with Amy Adams is showing solid legs at the box office, 7.3, $73 million in 4 weeks, just a drop of 36% week to week. That's pretty good. Brad Pitt and Allied, $7 million, $29 million in 2 weeks, number four. And Doctor Strange round out the top five. One other bit of TV news, the showrunner of Designated Survivor, Doug, has left the series after 10 episodes, going to be replaced by Jeff Melman, who was a showrunner for Lifetime's Army Wives. That's not necessarily a bad thing, but there was creative differences, and that showrunner didn't like
it. What happened to why wasn't the Madam Secretary show on last night on CBS, do you know?
I do not.
I don't know. Check that out. Hmm. All right.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.